Geek Radio Daily for Monday, April 13th, 2009. It's all the geek and a little bit of cold medicine.
Oh, I hear that. You sound like ass, dude.
Thank you. Oh, I feel much better, though.
Do you? Wow. Must have been a rough weekend.
I've had better.
I'm glad I missed that. It's that we're together again. Dynamic duo, like bacon and eggs, yo. Like that little girl that you met when you were in service and penicillin. They go together.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They go together, yeah.
That is, of course, the man spelling it all out for us. That's the vicar.
Watch out. He's probably on his fourth tranquilizer by now.
No, I actually need that. If you could pass that this way over here to me, Billy Flynn.
There you go. Pass it.
Yeah, peace out to you as well. This day, April 13th in 1956, the last eyewitness to the assassination of Abraham Lincoln died in Arlington, Virginia. 96-year-old Sam Seymour, only 5 when he witnessed the assassination at Ford's Theater.
Well, that's a little cool piece of trivia. I didn't have that.
I didn't think you would.
1742, Handel's Messiah made its world debut in Dublin. 1861, the American Civil War, the beginning. Fort Sumter surrendered. You know, the firing on Sumter was April 12th. I missed that because we didn't have a show yesterday.
That's right.
Surrendered on this day, if at first you don't secede. You know what I'm saying?
This date in 1962, the final telecast of the Soupy Sales TV show. This date in 64, Sidney Poitier won the Oscar for Best Actor for Lilies in the Field. And, sir, it was on this date in 1970, the crew aboard Apollo 13. 4/5 of the way to the moon said, "Houston, we've got a problem."
I saw that on a movie somewhere. I remember that. Yeah. Some birthdays. Guy Fawkes was born on this day in 1570. Without him, we wouldn't have Guy Fawkes Day.
We wouldn't remember.
We wouldn't have V for Vendetta, right?
Exactly.
All right. How about 1743? The third president of these here United States, Mr. Thomas Jefferson, was born.
Tomas.
Butch Cassidy. American outlaw Butch Cassidy, born on this day in 1866. Don Adams. Don Adams gets smart, right?
Yeah, yes, he is. Yeah, okay. I thought you stopped there, and I wasn't.
No, I was just stopping for dramatic effect. He was born
Don
in the state in 1923, and Ron Perlman, the Beast himself, Ron Perlman was born on this day in 1950.
Today. Rick Schroeder, because he's not Ricky anymore, is 39. William Sadler's 59. He was Haywood in The Shawshank Redemption. He was in one of the Demon Knight, the Tales from the Crypt movie. Tony Dow is 64. Gee, Wally. And Edward Fox, who played M in Never Say Never Again.
Oh, wow.
72. I reached
for
it, sir.
I know. Look at that. Crazy talk, huh?
Yes. Tonight on Television.
TV Tonight on ABC. If it was Frank Castle, I'd care. It's not, so, well, you figure that out.
Okay.
A new episode of Castle tonight on ABC.
That's a good show. CBS has all new Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, 2.5 Men, Rules of Engagement,
Season
on Miami.
It's madness over there on CBS, just like on NBC. You got brand new Chuck, brand new Heroes, brand new episode of Medium.
Tonight on Heroes, Angela reveals haunting secrets.
No.
Secrets are revealed? No.
Not on Heroes.
On Fox, it's a new episode of House, followed by a new episode of 24, in which something bad happens to Jack Bauer.
But he rocks. Second only to Chuck Norris. Jack Bauer.
Now there's the team-up movie I want to see.
No lie. AMC American Movie Classics, a show in Ocean's 12.
Oh,
is it a classic?
God, no.
I don't think so.
That one was
I'm
horrible.
Feeling, no.
BET is showing Be Cool, the Not That Good At All sequel to Get Shorty. But hey, Dwayne Johnson singing You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man
is
worth it.
Can't have that everywhere. Bravo's got your Caddyshack. Before that, you have Lethal Weapon 2, the rare example of the sequel that is every bit as good as the original. That's the South African cat. That's a good movie, man. Knocking on Heaven's Door, Guns N' Roses from that track. Awesome.
Discovery Channel, I'm Destroyed in Seconds. It's a funny car engine, and it explodes.
No. All right. Something About Mary's on FX. They edit on FX, right?
I believe they do.
How the hell they going to show something about Mary and have it funny?
I have no idea.
Know what I'm saying?
Family Channel on Greek. Rusty competes for a young woman. Not for her attention. Just competes for her. Drags
women.
Her off over his shoulder.
How much for your women? Your little girl.
Sell me the little girl.
IFC is Before Sunrise from 95. Is that the first one?
That's
Before Sunset and Before Sunrise. You know, they're a pair, and
they
I don't remember which came first.
Wow, I don't either.
I don't know.
I'm going to say it's the first one.
All right.
Tonight on Food Network, Unwrapped, exploring foods with a blue hue.
Oh,
blue foods.
There aren't that many blue foods out there.
There's Jell-O.
There should be more. Well, there's always room for Jell-O.
No doubt.
Sci-fi, you got your Star Trek Next Generation Marathon. There's a slew of them.
Including Q Who. They're showing that one.
A slew of them.
Turner Classic Movie 1929 Showboat is on there today.
Okay, how about Style? On the E! True Hollywood Story, showing on Style. How weird is that? A couple of American Idol shows. You got the True Hollywood Story of Simon Cowell and the True Hollywood Story of Clay Aiken.
Both of them are German? And, you said?
Yes, okay. They are.
USA's got WWE Monday Night Raw.
Oh, brother.
TNT with a new episode of Saving Grace, but if I'm watching anything, it is going to be that their Lifetime Television
for women.
because a former child star buys her grandmother's farmhouse and finds romance with her new neighbor. Tonight, Brittany Murphy and Jason Lewis star in Nora Roberts' tribute.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you didn't seem happy.
You got mail.
Wow, I like that.
I thought you would.
That's tripping right there.
You got the mail, right?
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys, the vicar did a great
Sorry,
job.
Sorry, folks, it's been a week.
While you were gone, Billy Flynn, especially the unplugged version on Friday, keep up the great work, and also I saw the new Dragon Ball Evolution movie, and I loved it.
Really?
I believe they're staying true to form in this movie, and rumor has it they already greenlit the second one.
Really?
Your thoughts? So until Vicar Bruce Billy Flynn can be in the next Dragon Ball movie with the Flintstress playing Chi-Chi. Or is it Chai-Chai? Or Kai-Kai?
It only matters because she wears like a skin-tight outfit.
In a skin-tight fighting outfit. Make mine GRD. That's Jonathan in Birmingham. Thank you, Jonathan. If you guys want to write to us, we would love that because we don't have enough stinking mail, all right? Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, Flintstress, or podcast at geekradiodaily.com.
Quick thoughts about a Dragon Ball movie. I haven't seen it, but I hope it takes more than one movie to wrap up a fight. Because on the TV show, it took about 5 or 6 episodes for one fight.
Now, you know that's crazy right
there. Doesn't make any sense at all. Monday means, of course, taking a look at your box office results and, of course, peeking at that geek news coming up this Monday, April 13th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Introducing 2-Minute Danger Theater, a podcast with an unending appetite for excitement.
Hello, I'll be your alien invader this evening.
Blast off with Commander Ranger and Cadet Nancy as they set foot on alien worlds.
The temperature is 50 degrees below zero.
It looks like we only have one spacesuit aboard the ship. You'll have to wear this bathrobe.
Trek around the globe with jungle adventurer Blake Diamond as he searches for an ancient mystical ruby.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, I believe we've discovered the Holy Grail.
Damn it! Where's the ruby?
Wherever there's a Nazi plot to thwart or a humanitarian crisis to ignore, Blake Diamond will be there.
Lost Ark of the Covenant, map to the city of Atlantis, missing Link.
And don't forget the voice, that mysterious crime fighter who lurks in the shadows.
If you don't talk, you'll force me to use my powers of telepathy.
Oh yeah? I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. What is it?
1.
No.
10.
No.
1.
Yes, 2-Minute Danger Theater. Just go to dangertheater.com. Please consult a physician before listening.
Nancy, what are you doing with that llama?
Milking it, sir.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, April 13th, 2009.
Mm.
Wow, yeah. My head's really stuffed up right now.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, man. Whew, at least it doesn't hurt as bad.
Yeah, you look kind of floopy over there.
Floopy?
Yeah.
That's a technical term?
Yes, it is. Medical term. Right?
I didn't realize you flunked pretty bad.
Well, I flunked a lot. Cha-ching, bitches.
Yes, indeed. Monday means, of course, we're back from the weekend, and you might have gone to the movies this weekend. And
well,
so,
you know what? Let's see what everybody went to see. Duplicity at number 10. I don't even remember what that movie is.
I don't believe I do either.
Anyway, Duplicity.
I think
Universal.
Julie Roberts is in it.
Made $3 million, down 28% of the number 4 position. Adventureland, out 2 weeks. Not number 4 position. Four weeks out is what I meant to say. Adventureland at number 9 in its second week at $3.4 million. Dragon Ball Evolution, Jonathan's new favorite movie at $4.65 million. That opened in 8. Haunting in Connecticut beat it, for F's sake.
Wow.
It's out 3 weeks now, $5.7 million. I love you, man.
Love you, Dad.
It's out in its fourth week now at $6.4 million in the number 6 position.
Number 5 is Knowing, Nick Cage with weird hair, making $68 million. Making $6.6 million. It's made 68
so far,
four.
Right? In a month? Yeah.
I'm on cold medicine. Number 3 last week's number 2, Monsters vs. Aliens, making $22.6 million again this week. Wow. It's made $175 in 3 weeks.
Did you miss Observe and Report?
I probably did. Oh, well, no. Actually, I didn't miss Observe and Report. Oh. I didn't go see it. Oh, Observe and Report opened up at number 4, making $11 million, meaning Seth Rogen's run as a major box office attraction apparently is ending right
Come
now.
Come on, Green Hornet.
number 2, Fast and Furious, making another $28 million, 85 over 2 weeks.
Big movie, man.
And look at here. Hannah Montana, the movie. Not the concert movie.
No.
The one where she finds a cute boy and they ride horses together.
Oh, it's so cute.
Makes $34 million.
That's right. About 20 of that was from my family because the Vicaress took the Vicklets to see that on Saturday. And then for Easter, they ended up getting the Hannah Montana soundtrack CD in their Easter basket.
Wow. Did they listen to it again on the way back to the movie?
They did. Well, no, they listened to it on the way back from Greensboro yesterday. I'll tell you that. In the back of the van. So
wow.
I got to enjoy it, too.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Yeah, all right.
So, the title of the next Doctor Who special has been revealed. Of course, if you watched that Planet of the Dead special of Doctor Who that came on Saturday. You probably have one of those really cool antennas that can pick it up from across the sea.
I have heard of those.
But at the end of it, it said that Doctor Who, the next episode, is going to be The Waters of Mars. But don't take it at face value. Dun, dun, dun. When Doctor Who was brought back, those of you who remember, it was originally called Torchwood because it's an anagram of Doctor Who, and Russell T. Davies didn't want anyone to know what he was doing.
Oh.
So people have done the same thing, and they flipped it around, and if you take The Waters of Mars and twist it, it becomes War of the Masters. Ooh! And John Sim, who last played the Master, has been seen on set in some of these photos, so maybe the Master's coming back, but again without the rubbish beard. Now, I'm excited.
All right, good. I'm glad. I'm happy that you're happy.
Okay, good.
From RollingStone.com, GNR debuted their song Shackler's Revenge on Rock Band 2.
Yeah,
I couldn't
yeah.
sing it very well. I tried. And now Axl Rose will bring the rest of Chinese Democracy to the music video game on April 14th as a new
because
batch of downloadable
we
content.
We demanded it?
Apparently so. I want the rest of the GNR library.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Give me Appetite and maybe I'll buy
it's
Chinese.
A start. 13 tracks off Chinese Democracy will be available both in bulk and as individual tracks for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, while the Wii will only sell CD, that's Chinese Democracy, as individual tracks.
Oh, that's just wrong. Nah. The founders of Skype might be trying to repurchase the internet phone service that they sold just a few years ago. The New York Times reported Saturday Nicholas Zennstrom and Wans Fries sold their company to eBay 4 years ago for $2.6 billion.
Wow.
Good for them, right?
No lie, dude.
Sources told the New York Times the two men have been meeting with private equity firms and gathering their own funds to finance the deal. Since selling their company, the two have created venture capital from Atomico. According to Skype, its service has more than 405 million registered users. That compares with 54 million users when eBay bought it, which is crazy, back in 2005. So how much are they going to pay for it? Well, it looks like they're going to pay $2 billion. So a couple years later, they'll pay $0.6 billion less than what they did to start with.
Well, that's good business.
Duh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, look at that. What the hell are you and I doing spinning Backstreet Boys records?
That's just wrong.
No lie, man. All right, from FrenchTelevision.com, Ars Technica editor Julian Sanchez has cracked the code of those mysterious fringe glyphs
Thank
that
God.
Appeared in the commercial, but I thought they were just art. They're not. They mean stuff. What
Look,
do I know?
I'm a weird tree frog.
Oh,
no, you're a secret
it.
Message.
Each glyph and the position of the yellow dot indicate a different letter. So Julian used a simple one-to-one monoalphabetic substitution cipher to link Mitchell Loeb's parasite to ZFT. Want to see it? We got the link in the show notes because show notes are back. I'm not
going
to tell you what it is, but you can look clink through. Clink? Clink?
Click,
clink.
Click.
You may look at
clink.
It if you wish
oh,
by
God.
Clicking through and you can see what all those things mean, which is
I
pretty cool.
Nothing.
I think it's going to say buy more Ovaltine.
Probably will. Probably will. As you probably know by now, Disney's Tron sequel currently shooting in Vancouver, and Slash Film, Slash Film has a picture of an extra on the set.
Oh.
An extra on the set buying a hot dog in his Tron costume.
Nice.
Now, that's exciting. It's exciting for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
It means this isn't some big, huge sham. There actually is a Tron movie.
All right, that's nice.
And two, that means we can finally cleanse our head because the last time we saw someone on a Tron set on a regular basis, it was the Tron guy.
Yeah.
Now, this guy is nowhere near as rotund as the Tron guy.
Yeah.
So that way, mental bleach, if you will.
But the extra, was it Marlon Wayans?
It unfortunately was not.
All right. From sliceofscifi.com, Seth Graham Smith, who married the world of Jane Austen, with that of undead brain eaters in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, has signed a new book deal worth $575,000. What are we doing spinning Backstreet Boys records? Shit! The deal came on the strength of sales for the first book, which sold over 120,000
copies.
You bought
it. You did this.
I know. The next book, no release date yet. It's going to be Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Yes, thank you, God.
So there you go. Now you know. All right.
Wow, I can't. They need to make a sequel to Bubba Nas.
Bubba
Hotep. Thank
yeah, there you.
They
go.
Could
right.
do that.
Right.
Abraham Lincoln working that bad boy.
I like
with
it.
The soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
Two Live Crew, baby.
Beautiful.
Two Live Crew. Geek Radio Daily, hey, why don't you stop by and that iTunes place?
Oh, we love it. We like the reviews there when they're good.
We like them at all.
That one that called us ass clowns?
Oh,
not so much
no,
that
well,
one.
That one
no.
I didn't really
But the other ones are
so
good,
much.
Right.
Those are good. You can stop by there. You can review us. You can subscribe while you're there.
Sure.
All those fun things. You might notice I'm a little behind it today, but look, we've got the new laptops going.
I know.
Both
I suggest
of them.
You read today, by the way. Don't pull that out of your ass today.
Really? Okay,
all
let's
right.
see. Geek Radio Daily. Subscribe through iTunes and please review us while you are there.
We don't need to do it like that.
And join the forums for that fantastic social geek working over at geekradiodaily.com.
Right.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 3.0 United States License.
Mm.
Check out the store at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily. It does work. The buttons at the main site work. It can get you there, you got to believe. And please email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flinsters all at geekradiodaily.com.
That was very professional.
Thank you.
face to face, a couple of silver spoons. Hoping to find we're two of a kind, make it a go.